This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. A mealtime blessing. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. An anytime blessing. No matter when we have a snack, no matter when we have something to eat, no matter when we put something in our body, we always say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. We always say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, because that's the truth about us. That's the truth about the food that we eat. That's the truth about everything that we are. That's the truth. Now, do you believe that's the truth? Do you know that's the truth? Is that the only thing that stands up for you as reality? When you know the truth, then the truth truly does set you free. The truth truly does make your world into the most wonderful, glorious, fantastic, happy, wonderful experience that you could ever have. The reason we bless our meals is that we want to be recognizing what we're putting in our mouth, what we're putting into our bodies, what we are eating, what we are thinking, what we are doing. We want to recognize it, because too often we just stuff our mouths. We just stuff ourselves and we put things into our bodies that we are not really aware of what they are. Oh, sometimes the salt makes it taste good, or the sugar makes it taste good, or some other condiment might make it taste very good. But is it something we really want in our body? Do we really want to eat whatever we're eating? And if the answer is yes, then that's just fine. If the answer is not yes, then we better think again a little more about what we're putting in our body. What are you putting in your body? What is it that you are eating? Do you eat things just because they taste good? That might be an indication that they are good. Or do you eat things because you know that it's healthy for you, that it makes you strong and powerful, it makes you feel very good? Do you eat things because it gives you energy, it gives you vitality? It doesn't sap your body. What we have originally done is to have created bodies for ourselves that have within them the ability to manufacture, create, fulfill any food need that we might have. No matter what the food need may be, we create that in our body because that's who we are. And as we create that in our body, we create everything we need. And then little by little, we allow ourselves to taste things. And they taste so good that we want more of them. And pretty soon, we eat things from the outer, which our inner manufacturing plant was manufacturing so beautifully all the time. And we eat things from the outer, and we no longer have the desire to manufacture them from within ourselves. Because within ourselves, they're manufactured in moderation. Within ourselves, they're manufactured in according to need, according to what the body really chooses to have to operate in a harmonious, magnificent way. Are we wise enough as human beings to know what our body needs to eat? Or do we have within us that formula, that way of eating that is shown by our divine inner self, and we follow that, and then we eat correctly? Well, that's the way it should be. That's the way it's divine to be. No. The scientists are not helping us to create that desire. The scientists are not helping us because people who raise food want to raise it and they want to sell it and they have their products. And the scientists are finding out that certain things are beneficial for us and certain things are not beneficial for us. And yet, one of the things might be alcohol. Alcohol might be beneficial in small, tiny portions, but maybe it doesn't need to be there at all. Who first brought alcohol into being? Well, it was some freak of nature that brought it out, and we brought it into our life and bought it so that we'd express it and we'd eat it and we'd enjoy it, and we'd use it. Now, is this what we really want to do? Do we have the wisdom to know what we should eat. And we do. Are we following the wisdom of what we should eat? No, we are not. We could have bodies, in fact, that's the way our bodies are designed, that could live immortally, eternally. Our bodies are pure energy. And this energy is flooding around and flowing around and being everywhere wonderfully, fantastically. This energy is so marvelous, it just fulfills every need our body could ever have. It fulfills every need our body could ever experience, because our body is made up of atoms, and atoms operate under pure energy. And this is what we should be imbibing, is mental energy, is the vibrational energy of the universe. This is who we are. Are we ready to really get the most out of our meals? Are we ready to really enjoy all that our meals could give us? That is so fantastic and so joyous and so wonderful. Are we really ready for that? If we are ready for that, then we are really experiencing something fantastic. We can have that. We can be that. We can enjoy that. But do you care? Do I care? Or do we really want the salts and the sugars? Do we want those things that stimulate our taste buds? Do you think that if you learned to imbibe energy, to compound energy in your system, that you would have the most happy, fulfilled body ever to live? That you would have the most wonderful body that ever could be? Do you think that you'd have the most wonderful body that ever existed on the face of the earth? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. You would have the most wonderful body that ever existed, because your body would be divinely fed. Do we need to eat? Not really. That energy within us is what we want to gather a hold of. The energy within us is what we want to bring into our experience. The energy within us is what we want to bring forth in every aspect of our being. What should we eat? We should eat a mental energy. Oh, eating food is okay. Go on, eat food. You're going to do it. But what should you eat? Eat the mental energy. Thoughts are things. Every thought we have is energy floating around. Who and what is my thought about this? Who and what is my dimension? Who and what is my being? Who and what is my diet? Who is my dietitian? I am my own dietitian. And if I train myself to imbibe energy, draw in energy, not alcohol, not substance, but the physical, yes, I guess energy is a physical thing, drawing in physical energy and having it. Now, what's the volume of energy I should have? What's the content? What's the aspect of it? How is energy part of who and what I am? Energy is me that I bring into my body by my training. As I learn to breathe deeply, I'm bringing in the substance of the universe, the energy of the universe. As I learn to exercise my body by expecting the best out of it and walking and running and jumping and having a great time, then I'm developing that energy pattern within me. Our body is pure energy. It should be fed pure energy. Anything else that we feed our body is not necessary. But we feed it to our bodies anyhow, don't we? Do we need to eat? We need to eat energy. What should we eat? We should eat the breath we breathe. We should take in all the substance of the universe, which is universally repartied with our attitude. And the reason that we eat our meals is to get our energy pattern going. But the foods that we eat most of the time inhibit our normal energy. The food is healthy for my body and filled with love. That's my mealtime blessing. When I say it at every meal, I will always imbibe the right volume, the right content, and I will do it in the right way. Because that is the truth about me. That is the reality about me, and that's all about me. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love, because it is my divine partake of the infinite allness, and I do it now. Join me in recognizing energy is my divine food, and I take it in totally now. I love you. I love you. I love you.